You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A couple weeks ago, Hamilton City Council announced a new fund of $100,000 to go towards the desexing and rehoming of stray and abandoned cats. Susan Stanford, the Animal Education and Control Manager at Hamilton City Council, says the idea came from a cat welfare charity called Paws for Life. Bonnie Wild spoke with Susan about how the new funding, which she believes to be the first of its kind in the country, came to be. She started by describing Hamilton's problem with stray cats.
Hamilton, like any city, has a stray cat population. They live in our gullies, they live in schools, big spaces or places where they can hide. And it's just throughout the city. I don't think our problem is any worse than any other cities.
And so how many stray cats are there currently in Hamilton?
Forest and Bird have a statistic where they estimate that there's X number of cats per square kilometre in an urban region. And I took that figure per square kilometre and estimated Hamilton's cat population, and it came up in excess of 28,000 cats. And so some of those will be domestic cats and some will be stray and abandoned cats.
So yeah. What is it that's especially bad about stray cats? What dangers do they pose?
The stray and abandoned cats, they in and out of litter and rubbish. That's how their food sources is our trash. They prey on the native bird population. And our Hamilton's got quite a number of gullies and things through it where the council are trying to encourage native birds back into the area. And of course you've got a stray population, then they're feeding on them.
And how does this problem of stray cats come around in the first place?
I guess people abandon their animals. People don't desex their animals, so you might have a domestic cat that gives birth to a litter under the house and that litter's not handled or known. Yeah, so I think desexing really is the area. If people desexed their pet, that would have an impact on the population as well, because often the stray population is breeding with the domestic population.
I mean, other people suggest even as far as having registration for cats like we do for dogs. What do you think about a solution like that?
Policing it, I think, would be difficult. I think it's probably easier to police something like that with dogs than it is with cats. But yeah, currently there is no legislation around cats, which it does make it difficult for people to manage populations.
And so what led to this initiative in the first place?
It was highlighted some time ago, one of the local charities who deals with stray cats a lot, and they came and presented to council about their issues. So we met with them and talked about what they were looking for. And out of that, Animal Control went back to the mayor with a report, and in it we recommended that having a desexing fund, that a lot of charities or entities that gather in stray cats, desex and rehome them, could tap into, because desexing costs were one of the biggest costs for a lot of these groups working in this area. The mayor took the report and they took it to council, and the next thing, you know, we knew there was $100,000 being allocated to this fund, which was absolutely amazing. It was way more than anything that we would have expected. It's quite pleasing that Hamilton City Council councillors have taken the issue to heart and actually been quite proactive about doing something. I think we're unique there, as far as I'm aware. We're the only council in the country that are offering a fund like this.
So I wanted to go into the initiative and just talking a bit more about how that would work. So the actual rounding up of the stray cats and desexing them.
People might hire cat traps, and then they might catch a stray animal that's been hanging around the house, and they take it into the charities, you know, to people like Paws for Life and the SPCA and that, and they, you know, hand them in. And those that are able to be rehomed, they desex and rehome, which is where this money is targeting. It's targeting those cats. So any group, entity or individual can apply, provided they can provide evidence that they have a program where they take in stray and abandoned cats and desex and rehome. They're not targeting desexing and release. We don't believe in that, because you still then have the problem of the cat out in the community killing wildlife and ripping into rubbish and things like that.
Lastly, I guess, is any time that you have this sort of conversation about controlling the number of cats, even though this is targeted specifically at stray cats, you're always going to get people at fear for their own pet cat. And I was wondering if you could put those fears to rest.
Oh, look, I'm a cat lover. I've got two cats. Nobody has anything to fear. Nothing really is going to change. This is already going on. The charities are already accepting stray and abandoned animals from members of the public. So nothing there is going to change. And when a cat is found or handed in, they're scanned to see if they've got microchips, and then they will check on the companion animals register to see if the cats are registered on there, if they have a microchip. And if they have a microchip, it's likely they're someone's pet, and hopefully they will be able to track them down. But there's no fear. Nothing's going to change. No one's out stalking the neighbourhood looking for it. For a cat in the street.
Mm. Bonnie was also interested to know what the strategies the Auckland Council had in place to tackle the issue of stray and abandoned cats. She spoke with Imogen Bassett, the Principal Advisor in Biosecurity at Auckland Council. Imogen started by defining the difference between stray and feral cats.
Stray cats are understood to be cats that are in some way dependent on or interacting with humans or owned cats. So they might be, they might have been somebody's cat once and they've been dumped or abandoned, or they might just be breeding in an area that's got people around and they're maybe breeding with owned cats or scavenging off human rubbish, whereas a feral cat is much more independent of the human population, so they're probably in a much more remote area. But I guess the thing from our point of view is that whether they're stray or feral, either way they've got the potential to have a real impact on our native species. And we know that Auckland's, you know, it's such an urbanised region, but it's still got some amazing wild places that are quite hard up against where people are living. So there can be both stray and feral cats that are an issue in the Auckland region.
And what threats do they pose to those native species?
We know that cats have contributed to the extinction of at least 9 native New Zealand bird species, and so they continue to be a real key threat for particularly shorebirds like dotterels and seabirds like petrels.
And so what does Auckland Council currently do in order to control these populations of stray and abandoned cats?
So we haven't had a big focus on stray cats in the past. We do a small amount of cat control in really much more kind of your remote areas, places like Aotearoa, Great Barrier, where there's more feral cats and there's those really precious biodiversity values in place. But we're really recognising that there is a big stray cat problem as well in Auckland. So we know that in some areas there are up to 50 stray cats per square kilometre, and that's often correlated with things like poverty. So we know that part of that is around people not being able to afford to desex their cats. And so we're looking, first of all, to have much more of a program of kind of trying to promote a whole range of responsible pet ownership behaviours, so things like making sure that you're desexing your cats, making sure that you're knowing that a cat is a pet for life, and so making sure that people don't dump cats that they're no longer in a position to care for. We've also, we have for some time been subsidising desexing for cats out on Aotearoa, where people are right in there in the mix with those really high value areas.
And so talking about that possibility for subsidies, what do you think of this recent decision by the Hamilton Council to grant $100,000 for the desexing of stray and abandoned cats?
There's a real understanding around the country that stray cats are a massive issue. You know, you certainly know that there's a big appetite for councils to be doing more in general in the space of managing stray cats. And we also know that desexing is a real popular win in that space. You know, desexing is good for the cat's welfare and it's also good for native wildlife welfare. We know that for us there are some really pressing priorities on ratepayers' money, and so we're really keen to find those opportunities to partner with other organisations. I guess one of the challenges in terms of that approach to desexing stray cats is because the problem is so enormous that there is a real risk that any kind of intervention that you do can be just a drop in the ocean of the problem, and so we want to really make sure that we're really impactful in what we're doing and being clear about those outcomes that we're looking for. And so that's why we're quite keen on really prioritising working in places where we can see the most benefit around communities that have got native ecosystems, threatened species hanging on right there on their doorstep.
I understand that councils on a regional level deal with cats under their pest control policy, but we don't see any mention of stray or abandoned or feral cats under the national program.
The National Predator-Free Program, you know, it's got quite a narrow focus, and I think that, you know, that's part of that strategic thing about focusing on a small number of things that you can do and really gathering around quite a clear, impactful goal. I think it's fair to say too that there's quite a difference between cats, which are also, as a country, you know, they're our most popular companion animal compared to something like a rat. So, you know, I don't think anybody would be advocating that you would be getting rid of cats in that same kind of way. So they need a really different approach. But there's a lot that we can do in terms of having a conversation about how we can be a nation of cat lovers, but also be doing that in a way that's responsible and minimising our impact on the native wildlife around us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.